जय राधा माधवा जय
Hare Hare.
Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare.
Paramahansa Tribrajakacharya Stathara Sattva Shishimara Stavang Vaishna Esi Bhakti Vranta Swayam Haraj Shila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishna Vrinda Ki Namacharya Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Sargaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Shivas Adigaura Bhakti Vrinda Ki Shishi Radha Krishna Gauga Gopinath Shyamakanda Radha Kunigiri Vardhana Ki Shri Vrindavan Ki Shri Mayapur Dhamma ki, Ganga Maya ki, Yamuna Maya ki, Bhakti Devi ki, Tulasi Devi ki, Samaveta Bhakti Vrinda ki, Jaina Dai Gaura Prenganati. All glories to some of the devotees. All glories to some of the devotees. All glories to some of the devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. All glories to Shri. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Svaranam Yatha Ravasu Hema Hara Chitreshu Yogai Had Abhigya Apnuyat Chitreshu Deheshu Tathatma Yoga Adhyatma,
Adhyatma,
Vid, Brahma, Gatim, Labhe. Swarnam yatha gravasu hema kara.
Swarnam yatha gravasu hema kara.
Shetreshu yogais tarabhigya apnuyat.
Shetreshu yogais tarabhigya apnuyat.
Shetreshu deheshu tathatma yogair.
Shetreshu deheshu tathatma yogair.
Adhyatma vid brahma gatim labheta.
Adhyatma vid brahma gatim labheta.
Svaranam yatha gravasu hema kara.
Svaranam yatha gravasu hema kara.
Kshetreshu yogais tarabhigya apnuyat.
Kshetreshu yogais tarabhigya apnuyat.
Kshetreshu deheshu tathatma yogair.
Kshetreshu deheshu tathatma yogair.
Adhyatma vid brahma makratim labheta.
Adhyatma vid brahma makratim labheta.
Svaranam yatha gravasu hema kara.
Svaranam yatha gravasu hema kara.
Kshetreshu yogais tarabhigya apnuyat.
Kshetreshu yogais tarabhigya apnuyat.
Kshetreshu deheshu tathatma yogair.
Kshetreshu deheshu tathatma yogair.
Adhyatma vid brahma gatim labheta.
Adhyatma vid brahma gatim labheta.
Yeah.
Svarnam, gold, yatha, just as, gravasu, in the stones of gold ore, hemakara, the expert who knows about gold, kshetreshu, in the gold mines, yogai, by various processes.
Tat-abhigyaha,
an expert who can understand where gold is.
Apnuyaha,
very easily obtains.
Kshetreshu,
within the material fields.
Deheshu,
the human bodies. And all the rest of the 8,400,000. Different bodily forms. Tata, similarly. Atma yogai, by spiritual processes. Adhyatmavit,
one who is expert
in understanding the distinction between matter and spirit. Brahmagatim, perfection in spiritual life. Labheta, may obtain. Translation. An expert geologist can understand where there is gold, and by various processes can extract it from the gold ore. Similarly, a spiritually advanced person can understand how the spiritual particle exists within the body. And thus, by cultivating spiritual knowledge, he can attain perfection in spiritual life. However, as one who is not expert cannot understand where there is gold, a foolish person who has not cultivated spiritual knowledge cannot understand how the spirit exists within the body.
I think you have to turn the switch.
И тот, кто следует духовной науке, способен понять, каким образом в теле присутствует душа и как углубляет духовное знание достичь подлинного совершенства.
Okay.
Другой стороны, подобно человеку, который не знает, где искать золото, и который никогда не может найти его, глупец, лишенный духовного знания, не в силах понять, как частица духа существует.
Purport. Here is a very good example concerning spiritual understanding. Foolish rascals, including so-called jnanis, philosophers and scientists, cannot understand the existence of the soul within the body because they are lacking in spiritual knowledge. The Vedas enjoin tad vigyartam tad gurum eva vigachet. To understand these things properly, one must humbly approach with firewood in hand a spiritual master who is learned in the Vedas and firmly devoted to the absolute truth.
Веды гласят, чтобы обрести знания о душе, человек должен обратиться к духовному учителю.
To understand spiritual knowledge, one must approach a bona fide spiritual master. Yes, no. You have a different translation. Okay. Unless one has been trained in geology, one cannot detect gold and stone. Similarly, unless one has been trained by a spiritual master, he cannot understand what is spirit and what is matter. Here it is said, yogaishtad abhigya. This indicates that one who has connected himself with spiritual knowledge can understand that there is a spiritual soul within the body. However, one who is an animalistic, who is in an animalistic conception of life and has no spiritual culture cannot understand. An expert mineralogist or geologist can understand where there is gold and can then invest his money to dig there and chemically separate the gold from the ore. An expert spiritualist can understand where the soul is within matter. Similarly, fools and rascals who have not learnt from an expert spiritual master what is soul and what is matter cannot understand the existence of the soul within the body. To understand such knowledge, one must be trained in the mystic yoga system, or finally in the bhakti yoga system. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 18:55, Bhaktyamam Abhijanati, unless one takes shelter of the bhakti yoga process, one cannot understand the existence of the soul within the body. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita begins by teaching, Dehinosmin yata dehe kaumaram yovanam jara. Tata dehantara praptir iras tatra namuhyati. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Thus, the first instruction is that one should understand that the soul is within the body and is transmigrating from one body to another. This is the beginning of spiritual knowledge. Any person who is not expert in understanding the science or is unwilling to understand it remains in the bodily conception of life or the animalistic conception of life, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Yasyatma Bhuti Kunape Tri Bhaktike Saeva Gokara. Every member of human society should clearly understand the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, for only in this way can one be spiritually elevated and automatically give up the false, illusory knowledge by which one thinks, I am this body and everything belonging to this body is mine. Aham mameti. This doggish conception should be rejected immediately. One should be prepared to understand the spirit soul and the supreme soul, God, who are eternally related. Thus one may return home, back to Godhead, having solved all the problems of life. Now, do I talk in then translation, or it goes on at the same time?
This is when you read.
Oh, okay. Means I read, she reads, or I read and she simultaneously?
It's not
simultaneous. Oh, okay. So Prahlad Maharaj here is pointing out the importance of understanding the spiritual knowledge in devotional service. But he points out that this knowledge means understanding the soul. Having so many other branches of knowledge, if it doesn't churn the knowledge of the soul from material existence, then it's foolish. And this knowledge must be gained from bona fide source. And it mentions here the way that it must be achieved.
It
says one must humbly approach the spiritual master. And it says with firewood in hand. Firewood in hand means one has come willing to render service. That's the method. Someone who wanted to learn from somebody would come with some firewood, signifying that they're willing to serve along with gaining knowledge. The chit potency represents knowledge. It also represents activity. So when an activity is done with knowledge, that is the chit potency. If you simply render activities without knowledge, that's called a karma. If you have knowledge but you don't perform any activity, that's called a jnani. And when you perform activities with knowledge, that is devotion. So this is the method. The chit potency, that is yoga maya. So it includes both. Otherwise, sentiment may adjust, sentiment may change. Sentiment has a habit of being influenced by what others are doing. Whatever is the popular thing to do in the way of behavior or dress or activity, then one may do that because one's activities are based on sentiment. But if it's based on knowledge, then one will be fixed. So that's the importance. The acharyas have given this knowledge so that we may learn it. So this basic principle that's given here is that we're not the body. And whatever is connected with the body is not us. Because in this world, that's why we do things. If it's connected to us, we're inspired, we act. We're not inspired by this attachment, where we don't act. So this acting then is important. But if we act simply because we think we're the body, then the activities we perform may have a temporary element to it. So, therefore, we must act with this knowledge. It seems basic, but we have to think about it. Why are we doing things? Why do we dress up? Right? There's so many things. I can look around the room. I can see so many things that are dependent upon contemporary fashion. Like, I'm talking about who's sitting here in the room now. Why is that being done? Why is that? What is the reason for it? Is there a purpose? Is it being done because in some way it will enhance the preaching? Or is it done because we identify with the body and this body is in this modern time, and so therefore we want our body in the modern time to be recognized as modern? Right? The karmis think they're the body, that's where they're doing it. In interacting with them, we may do things that they can be more comfortable with. But that's our purpose. It's not that we want to be recognized in the modern. It's that others think in the modern, so then we may move in such a way that they can feel comfortable. Right. So, this is the difference. You know, we generally think, oh, I'm not this body. Yeah, yeah, I heard that when I first joined. Now let us move on to something, you know, more developed. But that's like saying, yes, okay, we built the foundation of the house, so we don't have to bother with the foundation. Let us just build second, third story without this foundation. But you have to build the house on the foundation. So the question, is it ours or is it Krishna's? That is the point. So it may be in your possession, but you're dealing with it. Is it for Krishna or is it for yourself? Is it being, what is your goal in dealing with it? Is it in some way connected to Krishna? Right? Is it, what is the consideration? Right? Why is it? So, these are things that must be thought of. Otherwise, then we are like the go-kara. You know, like an ant. If the animal just does, it's what's happening. Feel like it. Right? At the moment, what's happening is just you do. Right? But we have to be, there must be an explanation behind it, why it's being done. And the more direct your explanation, the better. But there must be some explanation. Think about it. It should be everything that is on your body right now, you should be able to explain why it's there. Right? You should be able to explain why whatever you have in your possession, you go back to your room and you say, this is my stuff, why you have any of it. So, if you can do that, then nice, then you understand we're not this body and whatever's connected to me doesn't belong to me, it belongs to Krishna. But otherwise, then it may be just it's there because it's mine. So this is practical. Right? Think about it. Start from the head, go down to the toes. Can you explain everything?
Right.
Go to your room, look at your stuff. More fun, open up that little bag and dump out all the contents and explain all those. Right? Then you can say, yes, I am acting in knowledge. Right? I have learned how to find the gold, the Krishna and everything, and I can take that out of even my, you know, body shop cosmetics. So Prabhupada's point is one should be prepared to understand this. One should be ready to question and to go forward. So for this reason we approach the spiritual master. Quite revolutionary. You approach the spiritual master for knowledge, right? Not that he smiles nice or, you know, something else. Knowledge, and he may even, God forbid, give us some of this knowledge, you know. You know, and we have to be ready to accept that. Any questions, comments?
Fire in the hands.
Fire in the hands.
You should be ready to render service in terms of what the Guru wants from us.
Oh. Yeah, so firewood in hand. So the question is, you know, the point is so we should be ready to render service according to the what the spiritual master instructs. Yeah. So then that's this general instruction that applies to everyone at all times.
которая относится на все время и ко всем.
And then we may get some specific instruction. But general instruction is so nice on the spiritual platform that it also is specific. So we can perform our activities using this general knowledge. So spiritual knowledge is always relevant. It's just a matter of using the intelligence to apply it. Yeah, like here. I am not this body, and what belongs to this body is mine. But have we ever applied that to our shoes? Why do we wear the shoes we're wearing? You know, what is the reason? Why that shoe? Why that color? You know, what's the practical aspect, or it's fashion, but why fashion, what's the importance of that? You know, I mean, just why? We like it because it's ours. But what is that ours? Who are we that we claim it's ours? What is the soul and what is this conditioned nature? And what is it that the conditioned nature requires to be able to be properly engaged in Krishna's service? I eat this much food because I like. Or I eat this much food is because this is what I require. I eat this much, the body works. I eat more or less, it doesn't work. So I eat this much. Or I eat this much just because I like. It's a different approach. One's with knowledge, one's without. So that's there. How do you brush your teeth? Why? Why do you brush your teeth? Right? Think about it. Why do you brush your teeth? So they'll be nice and shiny, and other people will consider that you look good. Maybe for health, it's also an option. You got that? You said that. Okay. So, and if it's so they look shiny and nice, why should they look shiny and nice? Why do we need to impress someone with our shiny, nice teeth? For chanting. Oh, so when we chant, then we have nice teeth. Before we chant. So, do you understand? It means these are just little things that we may not consider are part of spiritual life. Right, spiritual life, we come to Mangalartik, we chant, we put on our tilak, okay, we wear our bed sheets, okay. Then we sell some books, distribute some prasad, do Harinam. But then on Harinam we go by the shops, we're looking in the windows, we go into the shops, we buy things.
То есть, ну, на Харинама, мы по сторонам смотрим в магазине, потом после Харинама приходим, покупаем вещи.
Is that connected to Krishna? Right? We come back to the base. We're in our room. Is that connected to Krishna? We go out, we have free time, we go out into this village, we go here, there. Is that connected to Krishna? So you should be able to explain that. Why? You know what I'm saying? So, in other words, there shouldn't be the duality between my devotional activities and then the other activities in my life. They should all be Krishna conscious. You know what I'm saying? One should be able to explain. You know, try it. Just take one thing. We said, take your shoes, explain why you have those shoes, and they're connected to Krishna. Why do you use the toothpaste to use? Tastes nice. What's the reason? How is that connected to Krishna? Right? So, generally we say, oh, so many rules in the scriptures, it's all fanatic. But they're there so you can connect everything down to blowing your nose to Krishna. Okay. Right, it mentions what you use for cleaning your teeth then is either bitter, astringent, or pungent. That's shastra. Number of times we rinse our mouth, or that we wash our mouth, or we use our tongue scraper, or what time is the day we use what. Then we can start connecting things to Krishna. Otherwise, how do you connect?
Unless we know the rules, we constantly break it.
Unless you know the rules, then it mentions we constantly break it. But all the rules aren't actually the thing. If we know them, nice. But the principle of we should be able to, even on the simplest platform, even not knowing, have a basic understanding why we're wearing shoes or why we're wearing. Yeah, common sense, but yeah, Krishna conscious common sense.
Махарадж отвечает, что так или иначе мы должны в общем понимать, почему это все связано с Кришной.
So in other words, this movement is to become conscious. That means conscious means you're aware of what you're doing.
То есть наше движение сознание, осознание того, что мы делаем.
Are you conscious when you walk into the shop and buy all kinds of stuff?
То есть осознаете ли вы, для чего вы идете в магазин и покупаете все эти вещи?
Or is it only the modes of nature? Right? So, this is Krishna consciousness. It is practical. There is nothing more practical. There is nothing more realistic. So now it's time for darshan. Venturaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samavita Bhaktivinoda ki, Jai Jai Gaura Premanand.